Yesterday we heard of the story of the blind man who was on the roadside, and it was exclaimed that Jesus of Nazareth is passing by. And the blind man, of course, must have heard the noise of the crowd in anticipation of what was going on, sort of a buzz in the streets. And I think Zacchaeus hears the same thing. Something is going on, and he's interested, he's curious enough to want to see Jesus, but because he's very short, he has to climb this tree. So there's some buzz on the street about what's going on, and both the blind man through his hearing and Zacchaeus, although short, wants to see, climbs the sycamore tree to see what is happening, because Jesus of Nazareth is passing by, or as the gospel says today, Jesus was about to pass that way. That's a beautiful statement, I think. Just to think about that the Lord kind of passes in a way through our life, through various people and events in our life. Or as we hear in the book of Revelation from yesterday, it began that the Spirit is, or the Lord is the one who walks among the lampstands. The idea that Jesus is always with the churches, that he's there walking amongst them in their midst. But maybe it's a glorious encounters or glorious mysteries in our life where we recognize it more clearly. I was thinking from this gospel, it reminded me of an experience I had in my own life back in 1993. Some of you might remember there was the image of Jesus, King of all nations, that was kind of going through. My pastor back home in Houston, he was really into these kind of things. But I remember the sort of the buzz of this, preparing for this image of Jesus, of King of all nations, was going to come to the parish, and we were going to pray in a special way for our parish and for the world at that time. And it was kind of a big thing. And I remember, you know, I was in high school at the time. I was kind of curious, but, you know, it seemed a little bit over the top, you know. But anyway, I think it was a week-long event, and I ended up going. And there was this beautiful image of Jesus, the King of all nations, and we would say this prayer on the beads of the rosary. And I can still remember the prayer on the Hail Mary beads. We would say, Jesus, in your great mercy, forgive our sinfulness, heal our brokenness, and renew our hearts, that we may be one in you. I think, you know, in a way, Jesus is going through Jericho. You might remember Jericho was a town that was cursed after the walls had fallen way back in the Old Testament. There was a curse upon that town that anytime they tried to rebuild it, the firstborn son of the one who set the cornerstone would die. In fact, we hear in the Old Testament that's exactly what happened. And Jericho, of course, is in a way the opposite of Jerusalem. But Jesus is going through Jericho on his way to Jerusalem, and he wants to forgive our sinfulness, to heal our brokenness, and to renew our hearts, that we may be one in him. But that moment, that sort of grace moment in my own life, where Jesus, the King of all nations, kind of came, it was passing by, it was an image that was staying at our parish, and it was going on, was this, kind of an encounter as Zacchaeus. I was kind of interested. But then, in a way, Jesus came and wanted to come and stay at my house in such a realistic way that I bought a poster, and it's still in my bedroom wall. It's tacked up by an old tackies. But the Lord, so every time I go home, he's still there, waiting for me in my room. Jesus, King of all nations. But all of us, I'm sure, have had an experience very similar to this, whether it was a relic of a saint that had come to visit the city or come to visit our parish, whether it was a statue of Our Lady that came, that was traveling through or is coming to our house, whether it's this image of Jesus of King of all nations, whatever it may be, these are grace moments where the Lord is passing through. He's passing that way, and he wants to come and to stay with us. So as we reflect on our life, let us try to recall these moments, these grace moments, where the Lord has indeed passed our way and continues to pass our way. And like Zacchaeus, may we invite Jesus into our home, into our hearts, and also that it really may be a time of grace where the Lord may forgive our sinfulness, to heal our brokenness, and to renew our hearts, that we may be one in him. Amen.